A few years have passed since pianist Rumen Toscu Furupetu passed away to go into a better world. All friends and relatives believe in this. He used to combine controversial qualities. Rupetu's modesty was inversely proportional to his talent. He was always precise in his work, as music was everything to him, both art and entertainment. Classical jazz, folklore, theater and cinema were all part of his short life, full of art. He created projects in different genres with the best Bulgarian musicians and artists: Teodosi Spasov, Vasil Petrov, Hristo Yotsov, Itzko Finci, Bojka Velkova and many others. Of course, he is the winner of a number of awards. He received the Crystal Lyre in 1999, as well as the Award for Theatre Music by the Dimitar Vulture Foundation. Recently, his sister Magdalena Stoilova-Toskova, together with her family, gathered memories, interviews and stories in a book dedicated to her brother, titled Rupetu. You will learn more about it, but first let's listen to a piece from the album Spring in Fialta by the talented composer. Here is what Magdalena Stoilova told Radio Bulgaria's Sibila Liuva. Thank you.
след като си замина така преждевременно от живота ни, година след това поизчаках родителите ни да узреят за тази идея и така татко даде идеята да го направим това нещо.
He left our lives so early that some time was needed to pass before this project could be realized, Magdalena Stoilova says. Years after Rupetu passed away, my father gave the idea to publish a book. It includes a number of photos from family albums. Our father, Dimcho Toskov, was the man who collected everything written and published in the press about my brother. Actually, my grandfather, Peter Toskov, used to play the accordion during weddings and christenings, and his four sons learned from him. That is how the musical gene was transferred from generation to generation. He conveyed his craft to his four sons, among which is my father. In Rupeto, this talent was most pronounced, and I think that he really reached a world level. I started writing the biographical data for the book, and I decided it was a good idea to ask his friends to participate in it, with memories about him. To my delight, they responded quickly, and I received some very emotional texts. As I read them, I realized how much love he left in the hearts of people.
Let's listen out to a piece part of the theater play Fisher Praying for Rain. With this play, Teodosi Spasov Trio and Boyka Velkova toured three continents.
Thank you.
последните неща, над които работеше, беше музиката за постановката Сашо Шумига, куклен театър, но за възраст.
His latest project included writing the music to the play Сашо Шумига, a new arrangement to the song Bella Sam Bella Юначе, and Like a Piece of Ice, Magdalena Stoilova explains. And shortly before that, I realized that Rupeto had a few months only left to live. Listening to the piece performed by Hilda Kazasyan, I could not believe this was true. I thought doctors were wrong with their diagnosis. The music was so gentle and beautiful.
Моята цел, която съм си поставила от тук нататък, много ми се иска неговата музика да звучи.
My goal is that the music of Rupeto could continue to be performed. It should not be forgotten. People should know what he created. I want his music to live after his departure. Rupeto lived the life he wanted to live and did what he wanted to do. He liked to create music and to listen to music. He liked the people who worked with him and loved to travel. He was really happy. And maybe it is better to live a short but fulfilled life filled with dreams that came true.
Listen next to a performance by Hilda Kazasyan. Аз съм живот, аз съм грях и жена.